Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck strikes out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Heath reaches second base with a double. McCuskey throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Heath trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Rosar moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball towards right. Zarrilla catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCuskey. Christman reaches second base with a double. Berardino goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field. Zerillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerillo. Berardino fumbles the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Chapman goes all the way around to score. McQuinn moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Handley reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-1 in the game. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse juggles the ball. That's an error on Gailhouse. Chapman moves to second. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-1 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. McQuinn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Handley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon bunts for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey strikes out. 1 out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Steinbach moves to third. Handley moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Handley scores. McCuskey moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-4 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Judnick strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Mark Christman. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stevens strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.